Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you want to eat healthy, healthier. So you're going to hit the fast food restaurants still because they're cheaper than going to the grocery store. And you're going to buy a vegetarian burger or a vegetarian or vegan or plant-based option. And I had told you before that I had tried some of these options. They weren't bad in terms of taste. It's just, what the hell was in them? Was there more sodium? Were there more carbs? Were there more preservatives? And so if you're going to want to choose a healthier option than the traditional fast food burger, just go and eat an actual salad. Hit the grocery store, get some lettuce or some spinach. You could get some dressing that's low fat, and then try to do that rather than hope this burger that is veggie-based is going to satisfy your needs. And then maybe just have a burger once a week rather than five times a day. Well, studies have shown that these plant-based fast food alternatives aren't really all that healthy. And in fact, the latest study said they're possibly less healthy than the traditional food choice. No, duh. I mean, this isn't rocket science. We've been saying this all along. Nobody listens. Well, back in March, there was a study that was in the National Library of Medicine had reported on this. It looked like a cross-sectional analysis of products marketed as plant-based across the U.S., U.K., Canada. And in their study, when they looked at 3,400 products, they found that some of these products had lower concentrations of fat and sodium, which was a little contrary to what we believed, because we thought that they added extra fat and extra sodium to try to hide the taste or mask the lack of what you were hoping in terms of a burger or ground beef or meat product. But this latest study published in Nutrition that was done last month found little different results. They found that these plant-based fast food meals were more likely to contain carbohydrates, sugar, less protein, but they did have more fiber, right, because they were plant-based, and they did have less sodium. So we're starting to see a little bit of a trend where rather than upping the sodium, you know, to get the taste, they've been having less sodium, and obviously a lot of meat products and preservatives and seasonings for meat will be higher in salt, but they're still showing high in carbs and high in sugar. So if you're a diabetic and you're like, look, I was told to avoid red meat, so I'm not going to eat the burger. I'm going to eat the plant-based burger. You could be doing yourself a disservice. And, you know, these fast food companies, there's going to be a launch of even more plant-based. Plant-based is the big thing of this decade. 2020s is all about plant-based. How to get more plants into our body. And by the 30s, it's going to be insect. We're going to be consuming more insect protein because of food shortages and I'm not even looking forward to that. I've swallowed lots of insects riding my big wheel as a kid or my bike, and my mouth all open because I'm all excited and bugs flying into my mouth. I've eaten enough insects in my life. I don't really want to eat anymore. But because of food shortages and hormones and cost of food and fat content and just our health overall, there's this big push for us to get off meat. I caution you, going to these places buying veggie burgers or certain veggie meals. Now, my husband got really, really excited because we went out to dinner restaurant the other night, kind of to celebrate, you know, say goodbye to the new year. And they had something called cauliflower steak. So he's like, I would love to have steak made of cauliflower. It wasn't. It was just like a big piece of cauliflower. It was. I mean, we're not there yet where we could take vegetables and turn them into a succulent, medium rare piece of prime rib with the cap on it that's marbled with the fat and the au jus and the juices. We're just not there yet. A juicy piece of meat is a juicy piece of meat because of the fat, because of the juices, because of the blood, because of the muscle, because of the protein. And we are trying to take a stalk of some leaf and stem and turn it into that. It's going to take an act of God, an act of Congress, and probably every preservative on the planet to make something like that turn into something that tastes like meat. And some of these fast food places have done it. Was it the Impossible Whopper at Burger King? Is that the one where it's plant-based? I got to admit, I mean, it tasted good, but listen, if you're trying to be healthy, you know, and start new, you know, you got your resolutions and you're trying to, you know, eat healthy, just get the vegetables in you, get the salad, even if you have to hold your nose and just throw a handful into your mouth. I've talked about this with my diabetics. I had one diabetic that came in saying, I'm completely off chocolate chip cookies, I'm completely off sugar. And I go, what are you doing? How did you do it? Well, she had bought a bag of Laura Scudder's, and I don't know if it's still a brand out now, that does sugar substitute cookies. They taste good, but she said, yeah, but I ate a whole bag of it. And I told her, and she's diabetic, I told her, I would have rather you had the one small regular cookie than a whole bag of sugar substitute cookies. You know, at some point, if you really are craving the real thing, trying to substitute, you know, unhealthy or less healthy options isn't the best way to go. The people who lose weight, the people that are healthy, are the ones that said, you know what, I just cut the red meat. I just cut the alcohol. I mean, non-alcoholic beer, how healthy is that? Just don't drink. Now, or if you really, really feel the need to have, I would rather you have a little beer once a month than try to have non-alcoholic beer every day for the cravings. So just something to think about. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. you can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. I'm sorry about that. I don't know why I have a cough. It's not COVID. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this is something you guys are not going to want to hear. All right. So, I don't like to spend more than I have to. I'm not cheap. It's just, if I could get a discount that somebody else can get, why should I pay full price? Like, if you want to really get my goat, let's say I go to Target, and I don't have my Target credit card. I'm going to pay 5% more than the person standing next to me. Why? Because they have their Target credit card. I don't want to spend 5% more. If something is only worth a certain amount, why should I be paying more for it? So if you tell me that if I can be on an app or I can be a member and enjoy discounts, I'm there. Unfortunately, many millions of people are at risk of the app trap, where you feel so shackled to what the rules are in terms of getting discounts or getting loyalty points that you actually end up spending more money. And many of us are getting caught up on that. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, I've seen those TV shows where people will get first-class trips to Europe because of what they do with their credit cards and what they do with buying points. There are some of you out there that are buying plane tickets that you don't even need just so you could get extra points to knock you into a level that then allows you to upgrade for free. Now, if you do the nickel and diming and add it all and you do the accounting of it, it might actually work out. But that is a behavior pattern that's a little concerning. I guess Starbucks is in the news because people are complaining of their app. I don't go to Starbucks because I'm not a big coffee drinker. But apparently if you use the app, you could double your loyalty points. And then those points could be used for discounts or whatever. But you put money in. It's supposed to be like a prepaid sort of system. But you can only put in money in certain increments, so you can't just say, look, if my coffee's $3.77, let me just put that in. Apparently you have to do it in certain increments, so you're actually giving more money than you need to. And people are saying they're feeling trapped and they're spending more money than they need to. And so when we talk about saving money, and you know, with the new year, I want a lot of us to have more money in the bank than we did last year, because we don't know what's going on with the economy. We don't know what's going on with the election. It's a cluster and a seventh. Everybody's predicting a major crash this year. And so I want you guys to have money in the bank. I'd rather you have cash or gold or silver, but who can afford gold or silver right now? So the less you could spend and the more bang for your buck is a huge goal. And I think it's a goal we all should have. But what these companies have done is they've been able to manipulate our psyche into saying, look, but you'll get a discount. You'll save money if you go through us. So I'm going to see my nephews in March in Omaha. And I have rewards and points on through my Marriott. And I have two free nights of a hotel. So I look at the hotels. I try to use the points. But the one hotel I needed, right, just luck of the draw, coincidence, you couldn't use points for. So now I'm deep. I'm an hour into a hotel search. Yeah, it took me an hour because I was going back and forth and I was watching TV at the time. So now I'm an hour into this hotel search. I finally found the hotel that I want, you know, because I'm bringing my boys with me and there's free breakfast. I love free breakfast, right? Because that saves you a lot of money. And now I find out I can't use my points. So I end up buying it, even though I thought I had two free nights, and I end up spending when I wasn't expecting to spend, but that's the trap. Now I have more points, so when you have points, now I feel like, well, God, now I have to do another trip where I use my Marriott points. You gotta not fall for that. And I'm honest, I've fallen for it. You know, we have a credit card that has points, and I love the idea that those points could write off money. And so, you know, the biggest game out there is how to figure out the best credit card with the best points so that you get more bang for your buck. I have a Discover card. Discover may knock off $20 of your bill or $15. I like that. I like getting cash back. But is it really worth it? You know, and when they say, but look, if you buy gas here, if you do this, you get more cash back. Don't fall for it. It's the app trap. I don't know if that's the thing, but I'm calling it the app trap. So if you are a avid coffee drinker, let's say, and you're like, look, this is what I do. This is, I always go there. So I might as well benefit. Just like McDonald's. I think McDonald's has an app and coupons. I don't go to McDonald's a lot. I like McDonald's. It's one of my favorite fast food places, but I only go there maybe a couple times a year. So, you know, if you're like, look, I hit it every week, I hit it every morning for coffee, then yes, you might as well take advantage. But if you find yourself spending more to make the limit, and some of you are like, oh, I wouldn't do that. Bull crap, you have done that. How many of you have done online shopping? And then you get a big alert saying if you spend $5.31 more, you get free shipping. Or if you spend $5.31 more, you get an extra 10% off. So you're like, okay, well, then I'll do it. I did that once. I was buying Christmas blouses and shirts. And I only wanted one or two. But by the time they kept prompting me, saying I could get my fourth one for free if I buy five or whatever they were doing, I now have like six Christmas blouses. And I can't wear them all in the month of December. So I'm going to wear my Christmas clothes throughout the year because I can't stand having a piece of clothing you can only wear once or twice. I'm going to probably rewear them more. I love rewear. It's Rewear Wednesday, by the way. Rewear Wednesday. Everything I wear is actually rewear. But we all fall for it. So what you need to do is, one, take a deep breath. You have time. And I know some of these websites have timers. They go, this deal is only good for another 3 minutes. I don't give a damn. Take a deep breath. Do you really need to spend that extra money? Is the dopamine reward of getting that extra percent discount enough to eat into your wallet and eat into your bank account? It's not. And we keep falling for it. Tobacco companies would manipulate us, you know, looking at all these Virginia Slim and beautiful people, skinny, smoking. We were manipulated by tobacco and we said we're done with tobacco. We're being manipulated now with all these sales and all these props and all the, I think we're spending more money than we need to. And we are fueling an online or app shopping addiction. How many of you play video games or games and then the video games say, but look, you could get more lives if you spend money? And you talk yourself into it. You go, well, it's entertainment. It's part of my entertainment budget. Entertainment budget? What's your entertainment budget? My entertainment budget is after I pay all my bills. If I have anything left over, I want to save, unless there's something I really, really want to do, like see a Michael Fassbender movie or go to Disneyland. But, do you have an entertainment budget that also includes your apps and your movies and your streaming and your video games? Well, you know, just understand that whenever you do these things, the person that benefits is the company. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I love living in Las Vegas, Nevada, but when you gamble at a casino, the house always wins. Now, you might say, but yeah, I won a Royal Flush, or I won money on blackjack. You might get a small win, but overall, the house always wins. It is set up where they will make money. If they didn't, they would close down the next day. So for those of us that live in Las Vegas that do like to enjoy the occasional game, we know this. And once you win, right, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. Know when to walk away, hey, know when to run. You need to know when to just leave. And that's what you have to do with these apps. That's what you have to do with these loyalty points. Because the app always wins. The company always wins. They're not giving you an extra discount because they're nice. They're not giving you loyalty points out of the goodness of their heart. I have points now where I have to actually use one specific airline. If that specific airline doesn't go where I need to go, it's a waste. Just don't fall into the app trap. 1-877-DOLLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is explaining the noticeable absence of his wife, former First Lady Melania Trump, during a New Year's Eve party at Mar-a-Lago.
Melania, great First Lady, so popular, people love her. Her mother, Melania, is very ill, and hopefully that'll be okay.
It is also Trump's explanation for why his wife was not in the family's Christmas photo and why she has been absent on the campaign trail and in court proceedings. A New Year's crash following a concert in Rochester, New York, that left two people dead and five others injured, may have been an act of terrorism. Three cars collided early Monday, one of them exploding as a result. There were a number of gasoline canisters found in the area of the vehicle which exploded, including inside the vehicle itself, raising suspicion. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. William asks, whatever happened to cough syrup with codeine? That used to knock out my cough, and now my cough lasts for weeks. He talks a little bit about what he used to use. There were multiple preparations where cough syrups had codeine. They're still out there. Just it's hard to find a doctor who will prescribe them. And I'm mixed on the whole issue because I see both sides. So how many of you have had a cough and you keep coughing, and you call the doctor, and you say, I need some cough syrup. Cough syrup doesn't work. You say, I need an antibiotic. They go, nope, it's viral. Sorry. And they say, why don't we give you a steroid? So you take a steroid. The cough is still there. Doctor tells you to go test for COVID. The at-home COVID test is negative. Now you're on week 1 to 2. Now your chest hurts. You're still coughing. You finally go into a doctor. They go, here's a Z-Pak. Here's an antibiotic. You finish the Z-Pak after 5 days. You still have a cough. Now, and then you call up telemedicine going, it's been 2-3 weeks. And then the telemedicine doctor says, well, this might be tuberculosis. Go get a chest x-ray. It's not fun. And I get it. And we are having multiple respiratory viruses from flu, COVID, RSV right now. And William is not the first person to ask, where the hell are the cough syrups with that little bit of codeine? Now, with codeine, I am not a fan of people taking narcotics when they don't need them. Because we have, the addiction potential is there. I think there's side effects to them. There's constipation. There's abdominal issues. I don't like codeine, per se. And when I had surgery and I was given Percocet and ibuprofen did more for my pain than the Percocet did. The Percocet made me loopy when I had a breast biopsy. And so, years ago. So me, I prefer the anti-inflammatories, the NSAIDs, for pain. But many people can't take them if they have an ulcer, if they have kidney disease. But a lot of people don't talk about coughing and narcotics. Well, what happened, if I could generalize, you know, the history of treating coughs, is we used to use lemon, hot water, I have a bag from the 1920s of a bunch of herbs. The herbs are gone, but it was a bag that had, honey and lemon seeds and all sorts of extracts to help calm people's cough. And cough has plagued us for centuries. I mean, look at what happened with consumption and tuberculosis. A cough would worry people that they would have something debilitating. A cough could be a sign of cancer, especially if you're coughing up blood. And if you're a previous smoker or exposed to asbestos or other things. And then a cough alerts other humans that you have something. It's noisy. Sometimes it's wet. And so it alerts other species to be away from you. I notice even the dog. When you cough, I notice the dog kind of looks at you. Like, what's wrong? But they still keep a distance. You know? When you throw up, does the dog run up to you? No. I mean, sometimes they want to eat the vomit. But for the most part, you know, these signs that our body gives tells other human species to stay back. I'm sick. So eventually people found in the olden days that if they swigged alcohol, they could control their cough. But that wasn't healthy. And when I grew up as a little kid, my grandmother would tell my mom, give her schnapps, give her schnapps. I didn't want to drink schnapps. I thought that tasted horrible. Give her brandy. And when you were a kid, oftentimes your grandparents or parents would give you a little bit of alcohol to stop the cough. We don't want to do that. We don't want to give kids alcohol. A lot of cough syrups had alcohol, were alcohol-based. So they then converted them to something that would help maybe control the cough. And codeine became a very popular additive in cough syrups for decades. But with the rise in opioid-related deaths and opioid addictions, the medical pharmaceutical aspect of opioids, which was the low-lying fruit and the easier thing to control rather than securing our border and dealing with the cartel or China or other countries and the illegal drug market, it was easier to go after pharmaceuticals. And so we're limited in terms of what we can prescribe. And as I've said, I am not a fan of people taking narcotics for things that they, you know, in terms of pain, but I do understand the frustration that many people have where they used to be able to take a teaspoon at night, calm their cough, get a good night's sleep, be less irritated the next morning. I mean, I know that worked for me. My doctor gave me some cough syrup. I think it was a Phenergan VC with codeine. 1 teaspoon would do it. Now when I have a cough, it goes on for weeks. And I'm not saying to go to codeine. I'm not saying that. But for those individuals who said it used to work, you know, the problem is the stupidity and the mistakes of others affect those who could use good judgment. And so we have to have these restrictions in place now, because if a doctor, let's say, prescribes very frequently narcotics for cough, and somebody becomes addicted to narcotics, they're going to blame that doctor. That doctor gets sued. That doctor could lose their practice. So these guidelines are in place because of, you know, the one or two or few who can end up abusing. And so, unfortunately, and nobody's talking about this in the news, but narcotic use went up after COVID because people were looking for pills like hydrocodone, oxycodone to calm their cough. If they couldn't get it in a cough syrup, they tried to get it through pain medication. And COVID can cause long coughs. COVID can cause bronchitis. And I don't want to see that. You know, I would almost rather the lesser of multiple evils is a badly tasting cough syrup, you know, than you trying to get medications, bootleg that can make you addicted or be laced. We do have a coughing epidemic. And when you look at the medications over the counter, Mucinex and NyQuil and DayQuil and Robitussin, some of these help. You have the expectorants, you have the antitussives, but your body is coughing because it wants to get something out of its body. The pathogen, the pollen, and then the irritation and inflammation that you get in your bronchial tree can then cause more cough. So what doctors have been doing is going to the steroids and hitting people with steroids. And I don't know how comfortable I am with that. Which is safer, a teaspoon or two of a cough syrup with codeine or taking a week's worth of steroids that could suppress your immune system, could affect your kidneys, your bowel? You know, I mean, I'd like to prevent the cough. And many of us have coughs, not only because of pathogens, but because of acid reflux, maybe our blood pressure medication that ends it ill. The ACE inhibitors are making us cough. You know, this show isn't, you know, a doctor saying, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad, don't touch it, whatever. We talk and debate everything on this show. And I'm not saying to bring back codeine and cough syrups and have them very easily accessed where people could abuse them. But I really think we need to stop for a second. And when you have somebody with a chronic cough and you're looking at all the stuff we're throwing at them, you know, we have to look at the risks and benefits. And so I think it is a conversation worth having. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is our producer. And again, we really do thank you all. We know we're coming into a new year. We got new listeners from other affiliates, and we're really, really happy to have you. So, I have been very pleased with our cessation of smoking and the loss of, or the fewer cases of cancer, the lower morbidity, mortality. Lung cancer is still the number one cancer, and sadly, smoking is still the cause of that. But we have reduced the number of people on tobacco, addicted to tobacco, over the past few years of decades of work. And I think we are going to have huge benefits from it. With everything good comes something bad. I think our obesity epidemic has risen as a result of us curtailing smoking. People would smoke to stop their cravings. And so now that people don't have tobacco to go to, they will just eat, continue to eat. I have broccoli, which, you know, it's seasoned, but, you know, there's still calories with it. But I don't smoke. You know, I tried it as a kid. Didn't like it. Didn't make me cough, but did nothing for me. So I chewed tobacco once. It was disgusting. So I'm not a big tobacco person. But I have noticed over the last year or two, probably since COVID, smoking going up. I've noticed more people smoke. And they're not even embarrassed about it. When I ask, you use tobacco? They go, oh, yeah, I do. I go, are you thinking about quitting? Nah, no. Now, I thought in the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s and the 2010s, we scared the hell out of everybody with those tracheotomy videos and people who were hoarse and couldn't speak and what black lungs looked like. But smoking is, right, starting to be embraced again. So what's going on? Well, there's a few reasons for this, okay? One is we have still this obsession about being slim and weight loss and getting everybody on weight loss drugs and hitting the gym. And the goal of getting skinny and getting slim is still so pervasive, and we do need to lose weight. We do need to get to a healthy body weight. But some people are finding the easiest way to do this is to just smoke again. I'm not saying to do it. I don't want you to smoke again. But we got to be honest on this show. We talk about everything. And when a person says, look, I can't afford the $1,600 a month weight loss shots. I can't afford to go to the doctor. I don't like the way I feel on phentermine and stimulants. Going to the gym and working out is only getting me so far. Yet when I smoked, I was skinny. And with this pressure to lose your weight, a lot of people are like, I'm going to go there. You know, cigarettes went up. Tobacco got pretty expensive. But as fewer people are buying it, some prices are going down. People went to vaping. They left their cigarettes and they went over to vaping. And then vaping exploded in the last 10 years, 15 years. But then there started to be restrictions. Well, you can't get the good flavors. You know, it's not cool. Vaping's bad. And so you have some individuals saying, you know what? I might as well just smoke. It's easier. Now, we're kind of going through this with fuel cars versus electric cars. Electric cars may be cool and shiny, and it was the big thing the last year or two. And now you're starting to see a little less enthusiasm. Some of the, you know, it's just kind of easier to just stick with my car. You also have, and I am not verifying this or validating this. I'm not. But many people have brought up that their smoker relative did not do as bad with COVID as their non-smoker relative. Now, these studies have been mixed. Originally, when COVID hit, the smokers got hit the hardest because they were weak. They had weak lungs. But then some data came out saying because they're drier and dried out and scarred, they didn't have much of a cytokine storm as others. I'm not saying smoking protects you from COVID at all. But you have many individuals that will do their own medicine and do their own science. Now, I'm not saying smoking is making a huge comeback. But I am seeing more and more people saying, yeah, I smoke. I'm starting to see more people smoke. Is it because we all have addictions to something? And so them trying to go to alcohol or food or shopping, they just can't do it. They don't have the money to online shop. They need a distraction. And if we're not honest about what's going on, we're not going to be able to fix the problem. So if you're on break at work and you used to go smoke, I remember when I worked at the EPA, if you were a smoker, you got extra breaks. So I'm like, I might as well pretend to be a smoker. If working for the government, you got extra breaks when you smoked. Maybe I should pretend to be a smoker. So if you're on break, what are you doing? You're going online. I'm going to go online. And then you're shopping. Or you're eating. Whereas if on your break you used to go outside and smoke, now you're spending less money, you're eating less. And I'm not saying it's good. That's bad. Don't go back to smoking. But we need to have an honest conversation about why people are starting to pick it up again. And I told you I had a female patient. This was about 10 years ago. And, you know, she smoked a pack a day. And I'm like, you know, would you need help with that? Would you like me to help you quit smoking? She's like, oh, God, no. I could smoke it. I could quit smoking anytime I want. I go, then why do you smoke? She goes, how do you think I stay so slim? You know, what? Not all smokers are the victim of big tobacco. Just like all individuals who need a pain medication are not drug seeking or victims of doctor prescribed narcotics. And so we have many people in full control and they realize that they could do certain things. We're being told time and time again, obesity is bad, causes dementia, heart disease, depression, arthritis, lung disease, heart disease. I haven't already mentioned that. Well, tobacco does too. Tobacco causes heart disease. Tobacco causes stroke. But obesity. Now, people are going, well, you know, if I'm going to die anyway, would I rather die slim or not? And so the problem at hand is, how do we control our obesity? All these articles are like these weight loss drugs with Govi and Zepbound and their predecessors, Ozempic and Mounjaro. It is going to change the health of America. No, they aren't. Because if you have to stop the medicine, you gain the weight back. We have to teach ourselves to not want to eat all the time. For our plate to be super small. I mean, this is not fun, eating broccoli. But why does eating have to be fun? Yeah, I see those commercials where people dig into their meal and they're like, Maybe we need to, you know, go about things different. Exercise should not be fun. Things take work. But people are going to smoking because it's the easier way out. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.